Hello, everyone. Rachel here. Welcome to Focus, How the Mighty Have Fallen from Paul to Me. But our next guest is a spectacular one, a friend and collaborator in the universe, Helen Taylor, the State Director of the Nature Conservancy. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you. Hi, Rachel.
Hi. So I think first let's just start with some basics. Tell us about the Nature Conservancy and what, you know, what people don't know about it.
Well, a lot of people think we work in protecting wilderness, which we do, but we're so much broader than that. From rural to urban communities, what we're doing with these communities is trying to bring nature and nature-based solutions to address the challenges that we face every day, like water quality, climate change, flooding, and things people don't realize is we're really trying to protect people's livelihoods and hobbies by restoring the Great Lakes fisheries and protecting our shorelines and working with farmers and foresters and businesses who really want to work on their sustainability practices.
And so that's great. So tell me, where does Nature Conservancy work in the state?
Well, we work for, I have the best job in the Nature Conservancy. We work from, because I get to work in Michigan. Our organization is actually global. We work in more than 80 countries. But in Michigan, we're working from the tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula down to Detroit and across the Great Lakes, because you can't think about Michigan without thinking of the Great Lakes, as we all know. And one of the cool things about that local to global aspect of the organization is what we do here gets shared around the world through our colleagues, and that they can learn from what we're doing, but we can do the same by learning what they're doing and bring it here.
Sure. Well, and one thing I love about the Nature Conservancy is just the pragmatism of it and how it's, you know, for me, it always comes back to economic development, which the work you do is central to. I wanted to talk a little about farming because, you know, that's such an important export for us. Tell us about some of your work in the space.
Well, we're working especially in the Saginaw Bay watershed, which is our biggest watershed of farmers in the state. And that work is involving working with farmers on soil health, because many of the more soil health they achieve, the greater yield. And what we also know is those practices that build soil health are also protective of water quality. And so we're working on adoption of sustainable agriculture practices. We're also trying to find ways economically that helps farmers adopt these practices that actually improve their soil health and their bottom line. And that work is through helping test different equipment, test different practices. And we know that farmers love the land and it's the source of our food. So we want to find that balance of sustainable practices, but then also protect the lands that produce the food.
Right. And so, you know, that's more rural. Talk to us about some of the work in Detroit that we probably don't even know that you're behind.
Yeah, so you probably, your listeners have driven by many of our projects many times. We're just finishing up over this last decade, we had been working with the city on bringing nature to actually help address stormwater and flooding. So that work with partners has been bringing those green solutions, such as the Sacred Heart Church in Eastern Market, where we transformed their parking lot with greening plants that soak up the water, and now they don't actually experience any flooding during these big storms. We're also now just beginning construction on Belle Isle, where the zoo has come down, and we're partnering with DNR to install a similar parking lot that actually will help mitigate storm water, but also give people more access to, you know, visit and enjoy the island. But what I'm really excited about next that we're embarking on is our work in restoring and building the city's tree canopy.
And so some of what we were talking about is the health benefits of trees, especially for children. Can you share that with our listeners?
Oh my gosh, yes. A lot of people think about trees that are as decoration, and yes, they're beautiful, but I think very few people understand that the benefits that trees bring, and cities across the country are starting to realize this and invest heavily in restoring and maintaining a tree canopy. Some of those benefits range from, and I'll list some of the studies that have been done that demonstrate it can reduce childhood asthma up to 29%, reduce air pollution and remove particulate matter up to 50%. It's a huge benefit in reducing heat. New York just actually announced $500 million investment in tree canopy in order to address heat stress of its people. So the public health benefits are huge. So are it's documented the mental health benefits, reduction of stress, enhanced cognitive function. And as I mentioned, it manages the trees mitigate stormwater and flooding, but they can also do things like reduce our electric bills as they cool our homes and increase property values. So I think very few people understand they're more of a solution to the challenges rather than just making things pretty.
I definitely think that gets lost. So a lot of the work you mentioned you do very quietly and behind the scenes. How do you balance that with the need to presumably keep funding all this great work?
Well, we do everything through partnership. And in this tree work, I really want to highlight important partners who've been doing this for decades. Greening of Detroit, the city. And when we come to the table, what we're trying to do is find ways to scale up that work and support the work of our partners. And so what you're getting at is, you know, why do people support an organization like the Nature Conservancy? And I'll tell you what donors and businesses and foundations tell me all the time. It's because we're science-based, we're nonpartisan, we're super collaborative, everything through partnerships, and you can actually tangibly walk on our results. We're very solution-oriented. When you think about it, nature's resources, it's the source of everything we depend on. So protecting lands and waters for future generations, it's pretty important stuff, and I think that's why they like it.
That makes sense. Effective is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Get things done. So, Helen, you have so many interesting projects. You've talked to us about a few of them. What's one of your favorites? What's really getting you going every morning?
I've got to tell you, this work that is evolving in supporting the city and greening of Detroit on building a more robust tree canopy, that is where my energy is going right now. Because some of your listeners will remember back in the day when Detroit was known as the city of trees, the Paris of Midwest. And from 1950 to 1980, we lost 500,000 elm trees. And then in the early 2000s, people remember when the Emerald Ash Borer wiped out thousands more. So we really need to rebuild this for the benefits of our neighborhoods, for the people that live in them. So if we can do that, and building on what Detroit has already done and the resilience it has demonstrated, to me, it's the glue that actually connects a lot of the investments that people have been making across the city. So I have to say that's where my energy is these days.
No, I get it. Especially as you talk about the health benefits, 29% reduction in asthma and childhood asthma. That's nothing. That's no joke. So what can obviously you can just support the work at the Nature Conservancy, but you know, outside of that, what can people do to support some of this work, especially on the greening of Detroit?
Yeah. So support is obviously important. We can't do this work without the support of generous people. But you can also follow us on social media. You can volunteer with the Greening of Detroit. They have tree plantings. Our work at Michigan at the Nature Conservancy is on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and you can sign up for free newsletters. But just staying informed, and you know what? Spring is coming. Go plant a tree.
There you go. Helen, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Rachel. Have fun.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.